It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Please, won't you be my neighbor? I am so glad we're neighbors. Do you know what might be in here? It's a wooden box, and it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 things in it, different sizes. I'll take it to the kitchen and show you. Mm-hmm. Hi, fish. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 things. And do you know what they are? They're batteries. These are 2 D batteries and 4 C batteries and 2 AA batteries. Mr. McFeely knows I'm interested in all sorts of things, and last night he called me and said, if you bring the batteries, I'll bring the things that go with them. So he told me what kind of batteries to bring. And here they are. I don't know what he'll bring to go with these batteries, but I was just thinking, I have something here already that uses battery power. Flashlight. I'll show you the battery in here. See, this is a big battery. Look at that, how big that is. Even bigger than the D batteries. Has anybody ever taught you how to use a flashlight? When I get this together, I'll just... There. Maybe I'll just close the curtains. So it'll be a little darker here in the kitchen. Oh, it looks good on the refrigerator. See, that's the light from the flashlight. Up there. Here. Down on the neighborhood. Look what happens when you get closer, when you pull it further away. Wonder how it would look if I put it in, give fish some food and some extra light. That's pretty. Yeah. You know, someone could look scary if he makes a scary face. But a smile on a face can often change that. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while, you'll Oh, there's somebody at the door. Maybe it's Mr. McFeely. Would you look for me, please, while I open the curtains? Just look to see who it is. It's Maggie Stewart. Come in, Maggie.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine, how are you?
Great. Oh, I love your decoration.
Oh, it's a paper chain that I made some time ago. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Mr. McFeely.
Well, Mr. McFeely wanted me to bring these over to you right away, and he'll be over later with one more something.
Oh, good. Do you have time to check on some of these with me?
Sure, I like doing things like that.
There are things that take batteries, you know.
Uh-huh, I know.
I've got the batteries in the kitchen.
All right, let's go in there.
I'll follow you.
All right. Down the steps.
Mm-hmm. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
These are the batteries that he told me to bring.
Oh, I see.
And want to try one of these?
Yes, let's try this little puppy dog.
All right.
I like puppy dogs. Let's see, we'll open this like this.
What size do you suppose it takes?
Looks like double A.
These are the double A's right
there. There they are. I'll take one of these. Snap that right in there, and one of these, and snap that right in, and shut it.
What does it do?
And there's a little on-off button. Oh! He started right away, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look!
Look at him walking along.
He's galloping and sitting.
Yeah. Oh, look at him.
That's wonderful.
Oh, my.
Very nice.
I wonder if it'll do it again.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, how did you turn it on and off?
This little switch over here, off, and now he's stopped.
Well, you learn something different every day, don't you?
That's right. We certainly do. Sometimes we're learning we don't even know we're learning.
That's for sure.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever learn anything that you didn't know that you were learning?
Well, you know, when I was studying sign language, I remember that cheerful.
Cheerful?
Yes.
You learned the word cheerful?
That's cheerful or pleasant, friendly.
Do you know that song? I was just starting to sing it a little while ago. That smiles the style upon your face.
Oh, yes, and I like that song a lot.
Would you sing it?
I'd be happy to. Would you like me to sign while I sing?
Please.
Okay. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while, you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear upon your face. Think of something wonderful.
Wonderful.
Something to shout about.
Shout about.
Mention something beautiful. Smiles are from inside out. It's the style to wear a smile. Do you know how to put one on your face? In a while, you'll feel your smile. You'll know it's there to wear. It's there to share your smile. Style upon your face. Think of something wonderful.
Oh, that is wonderful. Let me see now.
Thank you. Oh, how did you learn that sign?
I must have seen you do that sign sometime before.
Well, that's the best way to learn. It's caught rather than taught.
Wow. I love to hear you sing, and
well,
I love to watch you sign.
I like to sing, and I like to sign.
Thank you, Maggie, and thank you for bringing these.
Oh, you're welcome. I think Mr. McFeely will be over very shortly with his other contraption.
Well, he may be coming right now.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look outside.
We will look outside, and in the meantime...
Smiles the style upon your face.
That's right. You've got it. All right.
You are something wonderful.
And you are something wonderful. Well, we'll see you next time.
He's not here yet, but thanks for coming by.
All right, then. Bye for now.
Bye to you, Maggie. Let's just put those other batteries in. That dog was nice. Try this one. No, I think that one, that's too big. Let's try this one. I think this is a little cassette player. Let's see if there's any music on here. That's nice. Now look at this car. Now where do you suppose the batteries fit here? Oh, here. Now these are the only two left, so they must be the ones for the car. Boy, Mr. McFeely finds fun things to do, doesn't he? Where do you... Oh, here's the switch. Oh! Look at that. Come on back. Come on back. Oh, there's the doorbell. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely. Better take these if it is. Oh, lots to do today. It is. Mr. McFeely, thank you for these. Well, they were fun.
You're welcome. I'll return them to the store.
The batteries are already in them.
All righty. Did Maggie tell you that I had something extra?
Yes, she said that you were going to bring something else.
Something
extra.
Extra fine. Take a look right there. Ah. It's my new battery-powered delivery wagon for heavy deliveries.
Oh, that is magnificent. Is it a car?
What's the car? It looks like a car, but I call it a delivery wagon. Would you like to try it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, have a seat. Have a seat, and I'll teach you. The first thing we have to do is put on the seatbelt.
Oh, sure.
All right, and they're adjustable if you need to adjust it. There you go. Now, the next thing I want to show you is that pedal right there.
This one?
Don't touch it yet. That's the brake.
All right.
That'll stop the wagon.
All right.
The next pedal is the accelerator that makes the car go.
Well, could we do it?
We can. Alrighty. Now, here we go. Seatbelt, take hold of the wheel.
Now, and just press it.
Press it down. Here we go. Battery powered.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Now, step on the brake. There we go. Now, just one moment here. Alrighty. Step on the accelerator, watch what happens.
Oh, we go back.
We're backing up here, I'll help you. Keep going.
Only when
to
stop.
A little more, all right, now stop. There we go. I'll put it in neutral so it won't move.
What a fine vehicle, Mr. McFeely.
And underneath the seat are the batteries.
Oh, I'd like to see
them. All right, I'll show them to you. That's what makes it move, battery powered.
I'm glad you have this. Oh, those batteries are big.
Yes, they're big batteries. The power for my wagon.
For your heavy deliveries.
Heavy deliveries. I'm on my way to the school with these heavy deliveries.
Well, if you're going to the school, would you like to take the paper chain?
Oh, the paper chain? Sure, I'll take it right now.
All right, come along
here. And I'll help you take it down.
Now, you remember you helped put it up right there?
Right there. Now, how do we do this?
Well, I'll go clear in the kitchen and get that in, and we could meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle. Meet you in the middle. All righty. There we are. We've met in the middle. I'll take it to the school. This is a cheerful chain.
Cheerful. Very cheerful.
All righty. I'll take it to the school for the festivities.
Thank you.
There we go.
You certainly have a cheerful wagon.
A cheerful wagon for heavy, speedy deliveries. Now I'll put my seatbelt on. Always Wear your seatbelt. There we go. Is there anything you want? Is there anything you need?
I don't need anything. You've brought it all to me, Mr.
See you around the neighborhood.
Speedy
delivery.
Feeling. Oh, Mr. McFeely, such good ideas he has. Fine person, too. Yes, well, this trolley doesn't use batteries. It moves because of electricity that's turned on when I flip this switch. There are so many interesting things to learn in this world, aren't there? Now, last time in the neighborhood of make-believe, James Michael Jones was using a fancy learning machine, you know, that one that was on his head. And Lady Elaine was telling people that all they needed to learn anything was James Michael's machine. She said they didn't even need teachers or field trips or anything like that. Just machines. Well, what do you think they've decided? We'll pretend about that. In the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes, I know, trolley.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, I'm so glad to see you.
I'm always glad to talk and sing with you, Edgar Cook.
I need to know if they're going to come on the field trip.
I'm just going ahead assuming that they are. Who would want a machine instead of a field trip?
You never know, but I'll go get some food ready anyhow.
Good idea.
Lady Everly.
Oh,
hi.
Hi, Mr. Aver.
Want to see something special?
What is it?
Right over here, please.
What's it for?
Well, it's to ride on if we have a field trip. Want to try it?
Sure.
Hop on. Here's your seatbelt.
Thank you.
Shoulder.
Want to ride with me?
Certainly.
Oh. How do you do it?
Well, you turn the key on. It has to be straight up and down. Get it?
Yes.
That's it. And here's the gear shift.
Forward.
F for forward.
Ready?
That's it. And then press the pedal, and we should be off.
Yeah!
Good job. Da, da,
da, da, da, da. This is fun.
You know how to put a smile on my face. This is great.
Reverse.
Reverse. Gear shift goes to R. That's it.
R.
Isn't this fun?
Yes.
The field trip could be, too. We could decorate this and make it all very festive.
There.
Good.
Everything's ready over at the castle.
Great.
I do hope everyone will come.
Oh, I do, too. I'm on my way to the school now, so we'll soon see.
Well, thanks for teaching me.
Oh, you're welcome. You learn well.
That was fun.
Bye for now.
Hope to see you later.
Okay. Belts on. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh.
Meow, meow, Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Nice car, meow.
Isn't it?
Meow. Meow, meow, meow. Field trip, meow.
We're not sure.
Meow, meow, meow. Display, meow, meow. Treehouse, meow. Ready.
You're all ready?
Meow.
Well, they're deciding what to do right now over at the school. We'll soon know.
So you can see, everyone, you can learn anything you need with this learning machine.
I suppose my father would want me to vote for the learning machine.
You're to vote for exactly what you'd like, Prince Tuesday.
I'd still like to go on the field trip.
Oh, I think I would, too.
Well, we've put a lot of work into getting the field trip ready.
But you realize this is the latest in educational machinery.
Yes, we understand that, Mr. Jones. It's just
excuse
that
excuse me. Excuse me, everybody.
Yes, Daniel.
What's your vote, Daniel?
I'd like to vote for both.
Both?
Sure. Why can't we have a field trip and teachers and machines and everything? The more we can use for learning good stuff, the better.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you've learned a lot already, Daniel.
A lot that's important, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about Daniel's suggestion, everybody?
That's the best idea.
I suppose it would be possible to employ more than one conveyance in education.
So it's settled. We'll go on the field trip.
Hooray!
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, something sounds good.
The field trip begins.
Wonderful. I have the car outside.
Oh, let's take some of these decorations.
All right. What about the learning machine?
Well, they've decided to use that too, but not all the time.
Good thinking.
Are we really going?
We're really going.
Come on.
Okay. Let's go.
Meow, meow. Telephone, meow, meow.
Maybe it's some news.
Meow, get it. Meow.
Want me to answer?
Meow, please.
How do you work it?
Meow, meow, red button.
Hello, Hen's House. Oh, good. Thanks so much. Yes, I'll tell her. All right, see you soon.
Meow, meow, field trip, meow.
They're on their way. The field trip begins. Mm. In fact, they're on their way to the platypus place first.
Meow, 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 get ready.
And so will I.
Meow, meow, thanks.
Welcome to the neighborhood field trip. We're glad you voted to come.
Oh, we voted for everything.
You know, you can use anything to learn.
Well, there's plenty to learn right here.
Daddy says to come on inside and he'll show you all about bagpipes.
Oh, great.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, we'll be expecting you at the castle at the end of your visit.
We'll be there.
And I'll be glad to present the learning machine to the king.
I'm sure he'll agree there's much to learn in many different ways.
Indubitably.
See you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later.
Thank you, Charlie. Now, you see, you birds can learn a lot from Trolley.
They're coming, Uncle Friday.
Oh, Niece Evelyn, I'm glad my speech is prepared, and so are the birds.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
You were right, Trolley.
Would you like to hear my speech, Trolley? Yes, of course I'll give you a copy.
Oh, you're the last word, Trolley.
So they decided that they could use everything for learning. Teachers, field trips, and machines. You see, when people get together, they can get some very good ideas. Here's a machine. Something about flashlights that has always interested me. Or you know, there's one on the back here. See that? That's a red one. And it flashes. It really does flash. I think that's used to signal people. Yeah. What do we usually do with things that we have taken out to play with? We usually put them away, don't we? Oh, look, that fits right in that box. What could this box be if it weren't a box? Come along, flashlight. Maybe I should give this back to Mr. McFeely. I say farewell to you, fish. Mm-hmm. Keep swimming happily. That could be filled with ideas, couldn't it? You know, human beings learn best and most from other human beings. That's all part of being human. And we learn best from people who really care about us, people we really like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. And that's true. And you'll find that the people who love you best are the ones you learn the most from. And the more they teach you, and the more you learn, the better feeling you have about yourself and the world we live in. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day and a special week. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
Doink!